My name is Prue Watson and I'm 35 years old. And I first got interested in this information when I was 16 years old. I was just going to talk a little bit about growing up, I suppose, because I sort of feel like I do remember asking those real questions that children ask about why the world was so wrong, and there were so many things that were wrong in the world, and so anyway, I remember a time sort of hitting that point where I was sort of bumbling along growing up, and then hitting that point where suddenly I wanted to understand why all these things, why could people be so mean and cruel, and why were there people, parents getting divorced, and that was making my friends so unhappy, and why there was, I knew there was people being abused, and there was rape, and there's war, and there's all these things. And anyway, so the next thing I remember is discovering that imperfection and unideality in myself, because I remember things like thinking, I'm feeling things like jealousy and resentment and unideal things, and that was just incredibly difficult to try to face down in myself. And anyway, understanding now the human condition, I know what was going on is facing down that I was asking these questions about the world and in myself, and there was no answers, and no one was talking about it. It's something that you do in your own head, and it's incredibly silent because, and again, I understand now that because, which is what I did, you have to end up resigning to the world of reality. But that's incredibly difficult to accept, because I know that when I did resign, you do give up on everything real, absolutely. And but there's no choice in that, and so you really do. You have to resign, and I absolutely know I resigned. I gave up. And I just remember it was quite vivid for me, because I'm the eldest of, I've got three younger sisters, and they hadn't resigned, and so they were sort of younger than me and hadn't resigned, and here I was, and I knew that I was giving up on everything. They were still alive inside, and I knew that I was going to sort of block them out. I knew what I was going to have to do, was to block everything out about what was really real, all the real questions, them out, everything they felt. Anyway, I don't, it's all a bit of a blur, but I just have some, I absolutely know I resigned, and I know at that point you have to block out all that stuff. You can't stay living trying to face that down in yourself and survive. You can't. And anyway, so I absolutely took up resignation, and I knew that that was taking up a false, superficial, self-preoccupied existence, but I absolutely did that, and Then the next bit I wanted to talk about was hearing the Adam Stork story when I was 16. And I remember that incredibly clearly, sitting there and listening to Jeremy Griffith explain the human condition to me and explain the Adam Stork story. And I spent most of the time trying not to burst into tears because he was talking about things that no one else had been able to talk about. And not only was he acknowledging the questions, he was explaining why adults couldn't talk about them, and he was explaining all the answers, and it was just, it was an amazing, amazing time to be hearing that. And anyway, so that was just incredible. And but you're so, when you're that age, you're so young, I suppose, and I don't think I said anything probably in response, but it was so talking about everything that was really going on in my head. And it was anyway, from there, it was really exciting then understanding so much about the world and you know, understanding the human condition and being able to make sense of myself and everything around me. But I got back to living out my resigned life. I had resigned. I'd completely was committed to that, and that went on for probably 6 years, maybe. And anyway, I just the next sort of thing that is quite significant for me is that I was at university and I was having a great time and doing very well at living out a superficial, blocking out all the real things, life. And it just dawned on me, I suppose, that I was going to live out this resigned life. I was going to do that completely with no problems, and that's 100% what my mind was committed to. But I did know that this information, I knew that it did answer all the real questions. I know that it solves the human condition, and that means that it is going to be able to stop all the suffering. And I just realized that I had to make a decision then about whether I would just continue to live out my selfish existence and sort of deny the potential of this information. And I didn't want to do that because I absolutely know this information that Jeremy Griffith has put together does solve the human condition, and I know that it gets to the crux issue, and I know that that means that all the suffering can stop. And so that's sort of what I decided. And I was just going to read something I wrote maybe 10 years ago, and just explaining where I had got to in myself in terms of this information. Anyway, it just says it's very simple. I basically just know that I can't face down or confront this information. I am born after 2 million years of the human condition, and I'm buggered if I'm going to look into all that upset inside me. And what I do is I just live for the future and the day that children can come into the world free of pain and suffering. And it makes my life so exciting and fulfilling to be in on this time in history. Humans, and men especially, are finally going to be free of the human condition. And I can't ask for anything better than that in my life. And I know that it is up to me. Do I want to work all my life out and heal myself and only end up crippling myself? Or do I want the future to make it across the finishing line? And it is as simple as that. I mean, of course, many days I struggle mightily and I'm up against my resigned self, which doesn't care, but I don't want my resigned self in the way of the future. I also keep in my head the overview, which is the incredibly heroic story of humans, and that the courage of every human that has ever lived is something to be so proud of. This information brings so much real love to humans, it makes your heart tingle. And I suppose that's something that always comes home to me, is like when I watch the introductory video again and listen to Jeremy talking about the Adam Stork story, it just really is the most amazing story. And like Jeremy says, it's, you know, the most heroic story is that of humans. And what that little picture does is really incredible. And I do know that because of this information, we can build a new world that is free of pain and suffering, and that's the world that children are going to be able to come into. That's all.